special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing fantastic, and I'm feeling extra excited today because it's not every day that we get to interview a real live angel.
Yes, Roma Downey. Roma, thanks for stopping by. And, you know, it's got to be so real to see your career and how it continues to evolve and all the things that you're doing to really spread a message. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. And it's been such a pleasure to be able to do so. First of all, thank you for having me on. I loved playing the Angel Monica for all those years, Untouched by an Angel. What a privilege that was. I'm a person who believes, and so to be able to be the messenger and bring a message of God's love was, you know, such a pleasure for me to get to work with the fabulous Della Reese and so on. It was just such a blessing and such a great part of my career. But since then, I have remained committed to telling stories, whether it be for film, for TV, or in books that I've authored. My commitment is to tell stories that uplift, that unite, that, you know, that bring hope, and that really hopefully help people, remind people that God loves them. So this new series that is coming to Amazon's Prime Video is called The Baxters, and it's a family drama, but they're a family of faith. And so what separates The Baxters from other TV shows is that when life brings them to their knees, and listen, if you live long enough, life will bring you to your knees. But when the Baxters are brought to their knees, they pray. And I don't know that we've seen a family of faith like this on television. They're met with life's challenges, with all the trials and tribulations and triumphs that happen to any family. It's Elizabeth and John Baxter and their five adult children. And it plays out so beautifully. It's a multi-generational show. It's a family show made for families. So you could comfortably watch it with your grandmother, with your kids. You could all curl up on the couch this Easter weekend and binge The Baxters. It's really good stuff.
That's wonderful. You know, and your book, Be an Angel, very encouraging, right? And so, thank Roma, you. Yes, how did you personally connect with the character Elizabeth Baxter in The Baxters?
Now, that's a great question. Well, I actually, let me just back up a little bit, because I came to The Baxters as a fan. Somebody had given me the first book in the Redemption series. Karen Kingsbury is an extraordinary writer. I couldn't put the book down. It was such a page-turner. The characters were so well written. The story was so compelling. And as I was reading it, I was seeing it visually in my mind. I thought, this has to be a TV series. I reached out to Karen. I asked her if she would entrust me with the rights to the book to bring it to TV. I'm grateful to say that she did. And here we are. I at first didn't think I was going to be in it myself. You know, I'd been mostly producing since Touched by an Angel, and love producing, love getting something up and going. Last Easter, I had on Prime Video a movie that was a big hit over there called On a Wing and a Prayer with Dennis Quaid and Heather Graham, and that movie did so well. So I'm thrilled that Amazon have entrusted me again with the Easter launch for this. But it was fun to step in front of the camera again. And Elizabeth Baxter, to answer your question, is a prayer warrior. She loves her children fiercely. She has five adult children. She loves them fiercely. She loves them with compassion and empathy. She's a good listener. You know, she's sort of the ideal mother, really. You know, she's somebody we could only hope to be even a little bit like Elizabeth Baxter in our real lives. She's just a lovely mom. And we get to see her and her husband, John, played by Ted McGinley, model love really well. You know, we don't often get to see good relationships on TV. We get to see this couple hold strong at the center of their family, and as they navigate and help their five adult children navigate life and all its challenges.
And Roma, it's great also to be taking the books from Karen Kingsbury and how well she works with people to create it into films or movies or TV series. She's really good in collaboration. Don't you agree?
Oh, no, she was a great partner on this, you know, because the fans of the show are, you know, they're real, true fans. People, when she and I announced that we were working together, it trended on Facebook. You know, I mean, it was big news. You know, I'm a trusted person in this space. She's a trusted storyteller in this space, bringing her to, you know, bringing that together to bring the series to TV has been very exciting. And, you know, we had to adapt it. It's not, you know, not everything makes it onto the screen, and you're trying to find the essence of the story to fit into these episodes. So if some things had to be changed ever so slightly, I would call her. She was always available, you know, because it was important that I had her blessing on this. I wanted her to approve of what I was doing, and she has signed off. She loves the shows, and she's been very, very supportive and obviously is as excited as we are to see her Baxter series come to life on the small screen. It's a very bingeable show, and you know, in the same way that I couldn't put the book down, I think that people won't be able to turn the TV off. You'll just say, one more episode, so I can see what happens, because it plays out like a soap opera, although we're calling it a hope opera. And, you know, you're just going to want to sit and watch that hope opera. And this is the season of hope, isn't it, with Easter. And, you know, I think for such a time as this show is ready. And, you know, I'm grateful to Prime Video for the Easter launch. You know, Easter is an important holiday in our faith. And this show, you know, is one that you can sit down and watch together, which I think is important, you know. Because somehow we're all in our phones, we're all in our own corners, we're in our laptops, you know, and families, guests can be isolating. So it's like, get together, get to call your mom, say, come on, can we watch a few episodes of this? Let's make some popcorn, let's curl up, let's, you know, let's do something together. And we used to gather around the TV and enjoy these family experiences.
That's right. You know, you mentioned adapting Karen's books to TV. You know, it takes a little bit of effort and tweaking and so on. Were there any examples, maybe a biggest challenge that maybe came across when you were adapting the books?
Yes, well, the books were set back during the time of 9/11. And she had an incident in the book that happened in New York, you know, when the planes hit the towers. One of the characters is a firefighter and so on. Now, we didn't have, you know, we didn't want to get into that because we had updated the books to be contemporary. So we talked through with Karen, what would we need to do? And she said, well, we just need an event, you know, a big event that's painful and dangerous. And, you know, so we created a new event replacing 9/11 in New York City because it was set, you know, 20 years later, you know, so... that's one example of just how we had to do that. But, you know, if you're shooting something that's 20 or 25 years ago, you have to remember, you know, it just adds, it becomes a different kind of show, and it becomes a more expensive show because all your cars have to be reflecting the time period, all the telephones,
oh,
you know,
totally.
It's amazing how quickly everything has been updated. So then I, you know, we as a production company would have had to go find all those things, and it's just additional costs and so on. And so we were all in agreement that it didn't matter that much. We didn't lose anything in the storytelling. And Karen came alongside that, and she said, "Yeah, I think that's a good idea." You know. So, but the cast are great. It's a lovely young cast, up and coming, talented people. One of the girls who plays my daughter, believe it or not, is my daughter, Riley.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
And so that was fun for us to get to work together. We hadn't had the opportunity to do that. And then my dear friend, Kathy Lee Gifford, I also stepped into a role, guest starring role, and her daughter, who's a lovely young actor, very talented actor called Cassidy Gifford, is also in the show. So it's a family show, but there's families in the show. It's and it's turned out ever so well. I mean, I'm very, very, you know, here we are. It's an exciting week to launch something. We've been working on this for a while, and to finally get to deliver it, now the next stage is to share it. And then, you know, and then to get feedback. I'm eager to hear from fans out there, for any of your listeners, If you're checking out the Baxters, please, please find me on social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Find me and leave me some comments. It'd be great.
Absolutely.
To get
we'll definitely do that.
So
yes.
Back in the day, we used to get fan letters. I mean, nobody's writing fan letters anymore. But, you know, it's easy just to come in and say, good job. Or, you know, it's nice to get a bit of encouragement when you're out there. And I always just like to know who you are and where you're from. Like, where are you watching from? And who did you watch it with? You know, did you watch it with your mom? Did you watch it with your kids? You know, but please get on there and let me.
All right. So Greg has a quick question for you, Roma. Go ahead with your celebrity question.
I will. You know, I'll preempt that real quick to say, you know, when I watch it, it'll be with my German Shepherd. I'll just say that. Yeah. he's my little angel.
that's funny. I'm a dog girl, too. I have three beautiful dogs. Like, I'm an empty nester now, and some other dogs are my little kids. I love them.
Oh, they're the best. So Roma, tell me, I ask all of our guests questions because I think it's so important for people of all ages to learn from each other, and especially those who are successful, such as yourself. Roma, what do you feel is the most important thing you've ever learned?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think that I learned that courage wasn't the absence of fear. The courage, you can have fear, but you still take an action. Because I think sometimes, particularly for people getting into my industry, you think, oh, I need everything to be lined up, all the ducks lined up in a row before I move forward. Because you're afraid. You want it to be just, and it's like, you've got to just, if you're a creative person, you've got to just take the risk and start doing it. And the ducks then will line up, you know? But have courage. And don't think just because you're afraid that you're not courageous. You know, I never would have got anything done if I hadn't had a bit of courage. You know?
Everyone, Roma, needs to check out The Baxters on Amazon Prime. We appreciate it, Roma, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you guys.
Great. All right. That was the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Guys, take care.